trying to remember who all was there. I was half asleep. And Joe Rogan. No, not Joe Rogan. Dana White. God, I can't think of the names here. But anyhow, Orban states he was one of the first to congratulate the Republican candidate on what he called the biggest comeback in U.S. political history. Trump will now become only the second U.S. president to serve non-consecutive terms after Grover Cleveland in the late 1800s. The outcome of the election is a much-needed victory for the world, Orban said in a post on X. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Trump's win as history's greatest comeback. Your historic return to the White House offers a new beginning for America and a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between Israel and America, Netanyahu wrote on X, assuring Trump of his true friendship. I'll tell you, of all the nations, Israel is one of the most grateful. They know now they will have Trump's support as they continue to wage this war against their enemies. Emmanuel, God not with us, Macron, expressed his readiness to work together with Trump. This globalist is more than ready to work with Donald Trump. Yeah. To work together with Trump with respect and ambition for more peace and prosperity. Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky said on X that after Trump's impressive election victory, he's looking forward to an era of a strong U.S. under decisive leadership. He says, I appreciate Donald Trump's commitment to the peace through strength approach in global affairs. This is exactly the principle that can practically bring just peace in Ukraine closer, a just peace. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated his friend Trump on his success, saying he is ready to renew cooperation with him to strengthen the strategic partnership between India and the United States. Let's work for the betterment of our people and to promote global peace, stability, and prosperity, Modi wrote on X. And then out of the Hill, congratulations are flowing from the world leaders for President-elect Trump following his win in the 2024 presidential election over Vice President Kamala Harris. The news is coming in. I mean, it is. Except you're not hearing anything out of the mainstream media. Nothing is coming out of the mainstream media except wah-wah. It's Debbie Downer for the left of Stalin, left of Lenin, socialists. Well-wishers came from key allies that Trump will work with to address issues on the global stage. Out of England, out of the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Macron, Zelensky. Starmer said he looks forward to working with Trump in the years ahead and that the UK and US should stand shoulder to shoulder in defense of our shared values of freedom, democracy, and enterprise. Macron called back their time to work together during the Trump's first term. You know, this is with Donald Trump. There are other conservative media that are now, you know, realizing that the real war is going to begin. The real war is ahead. Trump still has to. There's this law, pending lawsuit, pending case. I think it's this month. Is it the 17th? He has to go before the judge. And then out of Russia, their comment out of Sputnik News: the ruling elite will fight tooth and nail against Trump to keep the United States on warpath, warns ex-Reagan official. Trump has a strong chance, it appears the Americans have cast off their, oh my goodness here. I need a drink of water. Hold on just a second. Hydrate. I need to hydrate. The Paul Craig Roberts. He was an economist and former Reagan administration official. The veteran economist believes that Trump has a strong chance of winning, which has now come to pass. He wrote this a couple of weeks ago. The veteran economist believes that the Democrats may attempt to undermine the voting process, steal the election, which they did try. Even if he wins and seizes victory, they will still try to obstruct inauguration on the 20th of January 2025. He highlights the Department of Defense Directive 5240.01, issued in September, two months ago, the 27th. The directive seemingly permits the use of lethal military force against American citizens in support of police authorities during domestic disturbances. We all know about this already. The Democrats may try to orchestrate an insurrection. Invoke this Pentagon directive 5240-01.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360.
I'll be back.
If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
So Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is stating that this is still an uphill battle. The difficulties and the Trump has basically stated that he is going to do whatever is possible to end these wars. This is a problem for the military-industrial complex, for the defense departments. America's geared during the last 4 years to war, has been geared to go to war. And the policies of the last four, this administration over the last 4 years has been to escalate the war in Ukraine, to continue to fund the war in Ukraine, diplomatic the direction diplomatically with the NATO nations, with the previous administration, was to escalate tensions with Russia. And it's worked. Even Vladimir Putin stated that should Kamala or Trump have won the election, he probably wouldn't congratulate either. So the tensions in the Middle East being what they are, the Defense Department, part of the continuity of government, all of the agencies in this government are now, I don't know how you would say, they are trying to decide the next great move, the strategy to, in the next, from this point till the 20th of January, we really don't know what can happen. The deep state, the threat is Donald Trump. It was Donald Trump up until yesterday. Now, it is absolutely without a doubt. Donald Trump being elected once again, the big threat to the to empire. Donald Trump is he's attempting to take this country and back us away from the international conflict and every conflict. Conflict in Asia with China, the conflict in Ukraine with Russia, and in the Middle East. There was another article out of the Hill, it states that Trump has declared after winning yesterday or early this morning that the country had delivered the Republicans an unprecedented mandate. This is a moment like no one's ever seen before. Frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country, Trump told supporters in Florida who'd gathered for his campaign's watch party. Now it's going to reach a new level of importance because we're going to help our country heal, Trump said. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. We made history for a reason tonight. He addresses supporters from a watch party near Mar-a-Lago, and he took the election results with his family members, Barron and the whole family, Barron and Melania, his two boys. There was Dana White. The stage was just packed with people. Those in attendance included billionaire Elon Musk, independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who both endorsed Trump. There are still a few states that haven't been tallied yet, but I don't think it's going to matter. The New York Times projection before the actual outcome showed that Trump was on track to narrowly win the popular vote, which he did win. America has given us a powerful and unprecedented mandate again, Trump stated. Control of the House of Representatives remains up for grabs. The Senate, it's a Republican-controlled Senate now. And I remember hearing something about Congress, but I don't remember what. All right. Then out of RT News, Russia Today. It's important to hear what these other nations are stating. In India, This is a big, Trump's election means many of the nations have a little room to breathe because Trump is not going to be militarily as aggressive as a Democrat presidency. Here's what Russia has to say. Trump stated that he had pledged to bring in a new golden age in this of America. And I'm going to talk about this new golden age. This is no joke. With Trump's election, what is going to change internationally is really, you could say, would be a dawning of a new age. Not in a negative way, but in a positive way. I am sorry to say that what might have happened is not going to happen. During his first 4 years, we had no wars, except we defeated ISIS. We defeated ISIS in record time, Donald Trump stated. And the Democrats stated they were going to start a war. And Trump says, I am not going to start a war. I'm going to stop the wars. He repeatedly claimed that he would stop the conflict between Russia and Ukraine in 24 hours if elected. And Vladimir Putin stated, and news out of Russia was stating that because of Russia's diplomatic strain, the relationships have been strained so greatly with not only the United States, but the NATO nations. This war, you would think you'd be able to stop it in a day. Putin said no. The damage is already done. You have France, you have Germany, you have many NATO nations already in Ukraine. Trump is not going to go in and tell Macron and the German president or prime minister or whatever he's called to just end and stop everything. No, it won't happen. This administration is going to probably stop sending weapons to Kiev. And there are so many reports I've been reading here, and I'm trying to figure out how to condense it and just cause the what Trump is planning to do with this new golden age. Stop the wars. He's not going to be able to. The machine has already begun it's in gear. You're not going to stop. He's not going to be able to stop the billions of dollars that are going into the defense, these corporations, Boeing, Martin Marietta, Raytheon. It's not going to end. The machine is going to keep moving. The military draft for 2025. It has been. Oh boy. Potential spam, wouldn't you know it? And I forgot to take my phone out of the boot, the recording area here. So I will turn it off. It is off. Okay. Apologize. The conscription. With Trump being elected and placed in office or not, the plans have already been set. The presidency and Trump being in office, what he can do great things. But there are, in the continuity of government, with senior executive service, with the intelligence agencies, with these corporations, the machine is too big. It is too powerful. Trump will be limited to what he can do. He does have the Senate. I think he does have majority in Congress. The results for the House, they are not in. But the machine, I don't know how to explain it. The plan for the wars to come are in the Bible. In Matthew 24, Christ said there would be these wars to come. And Donald Trump would be, if these forces could be kept at bay, Donald Trump would bring peace in the Middle East. He would bring peace in Ukraine. He will turn the economy around. He will be able to go forward with his plan to send back those people, those millions of people that have come in illegally to this country, to ship them out, to once again put walls at the border, not just physically, but in the administration, in the departments. But I'm afraid it's just not going to happen. I'll be back in just a few minutes. I got to think about this. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on four bags and save $18.75 per bag on eight bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Weekdays from 11 to 1 o'clock, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. To the podcast section, the Present Truth site. I have too many articles I'm trying to filter, and it's really distracting. And even though Donald Trump has won the presidency, the talk is what will happen between now and Inauguration Day. What could possibly happen? What do the enemies of this country have in mind? What are they planning? Donald Trump has this court case. He has to appear before the judge for sentencing. I think it's this month, the 17th. What strategies are they going to employ? With the military-industrial complex and the corporations, Donald Trump is a threat to the great wealth that could have been had should Harris had won the election. And you threaten to take away their funding. You don't know what they're capable of doing. It appears as if the Republicans, they took the Senate, and but I'm still not sure about the House. But a lot of these issues, the matters, the what has been what we've had to go through in the last 4 years with all the immigration, that's not going to be, I mean, Donald Trump is stating that, and others have stated that they're going to start shipping these people home. It's not that simple. It's more complicated than that. It would be, if you could snap your finger and just reverse everything, would be great. Like maybe the tide going out. The tide comes in, 12 hours later it goes out. Well, it's not that simple. And these corporations are too powerful. The defense, these different defense contractors are too important. Too powerful. They're not important. They're just powerful. The plans for the wars and America's world hegemony, that plan hasn't been scuttled. Donald Trump doesn't want American world hegemony. He wants America to be safe, independent, and strong once again. The globalists don't want that. They want world hegemony. The prime ministers and the presidents of the nations are very happy that Trump won the election. The globalists like Macron and Keir Starmer of England, of the United Kingdom, they're not happy. They know what this means. It means that Trump is not going to. His objective is to stop war in Ukraine, not to increase the war or to continue. The bankers in England, in the city of London, they are happy because just with the announcement last night that Trump won, today the stock market, what did it soar to, 1,000 points? There are these, the American people, Trump is going to try to lower the interest rate, which would be great. I'm excited that he won, but I understand that things aren't going to be as simple as we would like. Well, there are so many people talking about Donald Trump and his win. To me, I'll tell you something, it's frightening, because I know that the kingdom of darkness, they're going to dig in deeper. They're going to, this hidden government is not going to just accept the fact that he's coming back to the Oval Office. They're not going to accept it. We feel and hope that this will be an easy transition between now and the 20th, that the riots that have been predicted, the civil war, the problems, we're hoping these things don't happen. And God willing, hopefully they won't. But still, you have in this nation, you have a CIA intelligence agencies that are, you have to say they're Nazis. They're fascists. They have set everything and put everything in place to rule this nation, just like Adolf Hitler ruled Germany. Everything is in place. All they needed was a Kamala win. They didn't get it. Still, everything's in place. And what are they going to do to keep Trump out of the Oval Office? What will they do? That's the question on the minds of many, many people that understand the continuity of government, COG. All of these agencies, along with the corporations, we know these agencies, they're still there. They're still in place. They still have a plan. Remove Donald Trump.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I'm here today to invite you to join me and Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio for a day of repentance, fasting, and prayer on Monday, November 4th, the day before our election. John Oswald, in his commentary on Isaiah, says that given God's terrifying holiness, his written revelation, and his desires to give his people light, dependence upon anything other than him is sheer insanity. And like Judah in the time of Isaiah, we have looked to others for guidance rather than God. The time has come to repent of that and turn back to God and seek his will for this nation. So please join us as we pray not for any specific outcome, but that God's will would be done in this nation and that we would abide by that will and that he would be our God and we would be his people. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
Thank you.
Okay, as you already know, the stock market surged 1,000 points. Bitcoin skyrocketed to $75,000. And Brian Stelter of CNN, he posted on Saturday stating, if half the country has decided that Trump is qualified to be president, that means they're not reading any of this media. And we've lost the audience completely. A Trump victory means mainstream media is dead in its current form. And I was watching some of mainstream media this morning. These people are depressed. They were up drinking heavy last night. They didn't get any sleep. They woke up and their nightmare just began. They were not happy. And I'm trying to absorb so much this morning and through the night to try to understand, you know, looking to see if there are riots in any of the cities in the Northwest or in Chicago or in California or in New York, something protests in Washington. But a great depression has set over, and I don't mean in the sense of economic, I mean a psychological depression is weighing heavy on the hearts of many, many Democrat voters. Heavy drinking, drugs, who knows what else. And Kamala, she didn't come out to congratulate Donald Trump. And I can tell you why. She'd been drinking. She's an alcoholic, from what I've heard, from what I've seen, from some of the times when she was making these public appearances. You have to believe, no, she was drunk. If not drunk, I don't know what kind of drug she was on. But it appears that most of the drugs she's on are uppers. So I've been listening to bits and pieces here and there. Like I stated yesterday, that Donald Trump is the eye of a hurricane. He is the individual that brought great blessing to this country, and it appears as if he's going to continue to bless his country a little bit longer. I am not of the opinion still that this is over. I know that in the background, Harris is out. Trump is coming in. But I do say, I continue to say that the Democrat Party, they're not going to play dead. This machine is just has now amped up. And Barack Obama behind the scenes, he did not go to play golf today. He's not a drinker. He's not out playing golf. He's not playing basketball, shooting hoops with some friends. No. He is, remember, he's CIA. He's part of the CIA. His mother was. His stepfather, Lolo Satoru, CIA. They're somewhere, I don't think it's Camp David, but they're somewhere. They've gathered. They are busy planning the next strategy. And their target is Donald Trump. And one, you might say, this is, I do feel, I haven't changed my opinion on this. Barack Obama's coming back. We have witnessed the last, this is the last presidential election in this country. This is it. Donald Trump, I don't think he is going to be able to resume his time in the Oval Office. I don't know what's coming. I don't know if they're going to put him in jail. I don't know if they'll take his passport so that he can't leave the country. These people are evil. There are other things that I'm going to present, but I'm not going to present it right now. I can't. I probably should. You see, behind Barack Obama, there's a dragon. The great dragon. And this great dragon is going to give him his power and seat and great authority. There are many who understand what I'm saying. Others don't. This final president of the United States of America, the dragon is going to give him that authority and that position. Barack Obama is not out of it. He's just about to enter the stage. Donald Trump is still about to exit the stage. Believe it or not. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Thank you.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts, both hours, are on 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth Site. Starting next Monday, the program, rather than the first hour, airs presently in the evenings from 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado. This is the last week for the airing of the first hour in the evenings. The airing of the first hour will now be at 6 to 7 AM Monday through Friday, AM 1360 in Johnstown, Colorado, covering northern Colorado, starting next Monday. This is the final. We have ended the final presidential season, or the final president, the election for president of this country is ended. There will never be another presidential election in America's history. This was the final one. And the one who legally won, like the last time, was Donald J. Trump. He did win in 2020. It was stolen. They attempted to do the same this time. Voter fraud everywhere. But he is the final legal president of the United States of America. I think I'm stating that correctly. Legally, he is the final elected president of the United States of America. He is not the last leader of America. He is the final lawfully elected president of the United States. But he is going to be removed by the deep state, by the shadow government, by powers that are presently working to keep him from changing the direction that the rulers of this nation want this country to go. They want war. They will want to continue hegemonic rule over the nations of the world. Their objectives to destroy Russia haven't changed. The plans to move American forces occupying in the Middle East, in Israel, in the region, have not changed. I'm going to have to continue in the next hour. But for now, we'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have